Or elementary. Really back when in 2016 when we updated the roundabout study and we looked at really an updated traffic impact study in that area, one of the items besides the roundabout that came out was really looking at, you know, modifying the drop off and pickup at Bridgewater and moving it over to the entrance off of 246 versus where it was on Jefferson Parkway. On Jefferson Parkway we had the issues with the vehicles mainly during the pickup because parents arrive early and they would, you know, stack back out. The line is not long enough and it'd go out onto Jefferson Parkway, and really with the median there, just shut down Jefferson Parkway during that time. So certainly challenges for emergency vehicles should something happen. So with that study, it really looked at changing that, and we've coordinated with the school district on implementing that change and with MnDOT. So and originally we were thinking before school it was going to happen. We had a few hoops to jump through, some updated traffic counts and some more modeling that we had to work through with MnDOT to get the approval to make the change. And then really just I just want to thank the school district and Dr. Hillman and Nancy and Cole Nelson, their new facilities and grounds and buildings manager out there for helping us implement that.
Yeah, that is, that's interesting. That's an interesting, I guess that what I was going to say was the involvement of the state. Those are state, that's a state highway. Yes. Out there. So pretty much is everything you have to do, does it have to run through the state?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, pretty much any modification or change to that roadway or how the accesses are really have to be authorized by the state. So It took a little while to get through that process, but I think at least this week, as the first couple days that it's been operating, it's been working very well. I think we are seeing that during the pickup time, it's getting all the way out to 246, and there are a few cars in the right turn lane, but not really impeding traffic. So I think that'll continue to improve. I think some of the messaging and stuff that the school will be doing to the parents just about, you know, making sure you tighten up those gaps and we get everybody in line and as close as possible so we maximize the space in that area. I think really it's a really good implementation and trial. In 2024, we have Jefferson Parkway roadway improvements planned. So this can kind of be a good trial to see if it's working or do we need to plan for and make changes in terms of if it's not functioning, maybe we have to work with the school on something a little bit different, but really a low cost change for the public to go with this.
Mm-hmm. Has the city been, is it now the point where you start looking into what you're going to be doing in 2024 for that? Do you have any ideas yet, or are those still being developed?
Yeah, so we do know that it's a mill and overlay project, but we have other things going on. We have the Milltowns Trail Road. We have requests in for bonding dollars related to that improvement for the extension from Riverside Park to the Waterford Bridge. So we kind of have all these puzzle pieces that are out there in play, and we're trying to get them all fit together. We know that with that traffic impact study, Jefferson Road and Jefferson Parkway, that intersection too, is probably operating near capacity. So that's another one that we're looking at now, and we'll be, you know, if there's recommendations, trying to tie improvements probably with that project to that intersection too. So we're trying to get the planning and studying ahead of time done as we approach these projects.
Boy, I think for a casual listener out there, it seems like an easy thing, but once you start adding in all those elements, it becomes less easy, significantly less easy. let's talk about also, there's another school issue we have going on now on Greenvale with the new Greenvale school with the community
education center.
The community education center. We've got a couple of buildings out there now. It's going to be increased in traffic. We have the potential of maybe some more development that would raise the traffic levels at least to some point. And I understand you're starting to look at that area now.
Yep. Yes, we are. I think really with the Craywood development that came forward, we really heard from that neighborhood about some of the traffic and safety concerns up there, speeding on the roadway, concerns with pedestrians getting across the roadway, you know, where the bike's supposed to be, and some of those things. We've had some cross guard violations with motorists up in that area. So when students are going to school, there's been a couple documented cross guard violations. So all these things are in play, and the school really in its second year now. You know, how's it really operating up there in terms of a traffic and a safety, and what's the long term need up there?
Mm-hmm. And last year was the first year, and that was kind of an odd year for schools with COVID, though they did do it in person for much of the time anyway. It probably didn't give you a real accurate idea of where the future is going with that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's correct, Jeff. And I think really really probably throughout the state, what we've seen is that really traffic volumes on roadways have decreased, and we're really not back to those pre-pandemic levels. Going to get to those roadway levels over time, but one of the things that's happened, and I think we're seeing it at the schools, is that with more parents potentially working from home, maybe provides more flexibility to drop their kids off. So you're seeing maybe more traffic in that area of the drop off and pickup time. Parents are maybe have that little bit more flexibility to bring their kids. So that's one of the items that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once again, a lot of some complicated factors involved with that. It sounds like a bit of a moving target.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I could just add a little bit into that, I think, you know, in previous years, and Dave, you could probably speak to this because this is your field, but in previous years, even from the district level, the state level, there always hasn't been this interest of ensuring that our roadways are set up to accommodate people of all ages, all abilities, right? Whether you're biking, rolling, walking, or in a car, or moving goods down the street in a semi. And I think there really has been this increased interest of ensuring that our public roadways can meet the needs of all those different people that are out there moving around your community. And it's really a big ask to really look at how you design your roadways to ensure that they're safe for all people. It used to be that you were just designing your roadways for moving goods, right? Semis, business traffic, as well as motorists. But I think there is really an increased desire out there. How do people get across, utilize the streets that are pushing a wheelchair, that are riding their bike? And there's really in the pickup and drop-off times around both of these schools, there's such an increased amount of traffic. It really stresses, I would say it puts a lot of stress on all those different features of our roadways to ensure that they're actually meeting the needs of all those different users. So it's not an easy puzzle to fix. So I will just say that. I'm just really grateful, right, that we have good working relationships with our school district, with MnDOT. Our city is really working hard, putting together long-range plans, really looking at these different issues holistically of how we can improve them, and just really appreciate people's patience out there. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting in one of those situations, right, and so thank you to all of you that are navigating these roadways in those situations.
Now back to that the fixing of Greenway.
Greenvale.
Is there, you know, you've got the temporary fix, or I shouldn't say temporary fix, but you got a quick fix in at the high school or in that area, but is there a timeline? I mean, is there...
Yeah, good question, Jeff. I'd say we have some short-term implementation items really that'll happen in the next probably week or two. So the driver feedback signs that flash your speed that are over off of 2nd Street at the district office location, mm-hmm. those are going to be relocated over to Lincoln Parkway. So we have a contractor lined up to do that, so that should be occurring. We're going to better define where you can park and not park on Lincoln Parkway and make sure it's signed appropriately so vehicles know where to park. One of the items that's happening during the pickup at Greenvale is on the north side, kind of right out in front of the school, is the shoulder. It is open to parking, but it almost acts like a default right turn lane. So sometimes you have vehicles going in there to think they're in a right turn lane to get into the line to go pick up their child. But some people park and then leave their vehicle. So then you have cars that maybe come back out of that line where you have so you have somebody sitting there, and then they have to come back out into the traffic lane, so it causes confusion up there. And then when the what we're seeing is that really the line for the vehicles really extends back out onto mm-hmm. Lincoln Parkway. So if there's a cars parked there, then they're out in the traffic lane. So one thing that we have some photos of and that we're seeing is if they're in the traffic lane, unlike on Jefferson Parkway where you're restricted by the median, when we have vehicles going into the oncoming traffic lane. So that's certainly a safety issue, especially mm-hmm. once they start releasing the students, if we have vehicles trying to leave the driveway and then you have vehicles, you know, not even in that lane. So something yeah. that we're monitoring and we'll be working with the school on.
All right. Yeah. You know, while we have you here, let's talk about the 2021 road projects. Are we all done with those yet? Have they? Are there still some loose ends to tie up?
Good question, Jeff. So this year's project really was along the frontage roads and then out in the Mayflower Hill area, kind of out by the golf course. So those projects are really just wrapping up. All the paving has been completed. Restoration is done. There's just some final cleanup items to be done. But the 2021 project is really wrapped up for the year.
About ready to put that one in the books.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. And that means roll up your sleeves and let's get going to 2022 because mm-hmm. It's going to be summer before you know it.
Right.
Projects for 2022, we've talked about that a little bit, but let's hear from you. What are going to be the significant projects as far as the road construction goes in 2022?
Sure, Jeff. So we have a mill and overlay project in the northwest area of the community. So Thigh Parkway, North Avenue, and numerous of those residential streets up in that area. So that's the primary street improvement. It does include St. Olaf Avenue and we're looking at some railroad quiet zone improvements. So one of the items early in 21 that'll be on the council's calendar, we'll be looking at. So in 2006, we had a railroad quiet zone study done, which identified different improvements that need to be made to ultimately get to the quiet zone. So we're just having that refreshed, looking at what we've done at 3rd Street. We also have money that's planned for that we received with the bonding dollars for the Transit Hub building on 2nd Street. So we'll have railroad quiet zone implementation there. And then with the St. Olaf project. So, and then we know MnDOT in 2025 will be looking at Highway 19. So we have numerous crossings really in the next 5 years that could be improved that would probably really get us very close to meeting the criteria for the quiet zone. So we want to just make sure that we're doing everything that we can to be successful really in the next 5 years to be pretty much ready to go.
As somebody who lives on that west side, I'm encouraged by that.
Yes.
Now, I think probably the most important thing is to have the engineers stop laying on the horn for like 10 minutes straight as they come through town.
Yes.
I don't know if that's within your scope of power, but if you can do
not
something about the... I have special names for them, but we can't say those on the air. But anyway, we can do anything you can do to help out with the quiet zones. That's a great great benefit, I think, to the community.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Engineer Dave Bennett.